guys, welcome back to TYT. This is members only, so you can only watch this if you're a member. And if you're a member, you're freaking awesome. Thank you. Thank you for supporting the show and letting us do what we do, because honestly, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to. So thank you a billion times over. So Mark.
Yes.
You have a really interesting story to share, and I think you might want advice. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I want advice or not. I mean, I certainly would. I would never say don't give me advice, but but yeah, I mean, it's definitely a predicament, and I also revealed some things about myself that I didn't realize, and so I'll share it with our members right now.
Okay.
So having a little gathering at the house, and I was inviting a few people who I never see, you know, like people I haven't talked to in a few years, like some people I haven't talked to in like 10 years. And I thought, oh, you know, maybe this will be a chance because I haven't really done much entertaining. And so I thought this will be the one thing maybe I could see him at least to reconnect, say hello. So I invite this one guy. Used to be a guy I did some work with, like some TV work with, and try to get some different projects together. And he got back to me and said, hey, you know what? I'd love to come. Something that you should know is that I'm transitioning right now, and I'm not the guy I used to be. I'm sort of midway through. He didn't say midway, but it sounded like he was.
Yeah.
He said, but if it's a problem, I won't come. And if he also said, or I'll come and I'll just wear jeans and otherwise I might wear a blouse and like a skirt. Uh-huh. But probably not my heels. I mean, he had like all of these different wardrobe choices that he was kind of running by me, you know, like whether, and he said, and then he signed it with his name, and then he said, on my way to being, and then his new name, you know, which is a female name.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't really care. Like I'm sort of, I felt I'm cool. But then I thought, I don't want this to be the I'm transitioning show. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be the focus of attention. And there were some additional communications. And I thought, well, I think maybe he's, of course, it's a huge thing for him, right?
Right, right.
But in my, look, it's no big deal. Come wherever, whatever you are in the process, it's no big deal. But I feel as though his thing now is just to, how could he be talking about anything else but this?
So I have so many questions, and I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, please, that's about it. That's sort of my dilemma.
Okay, so are there going to be other people at this get-together who knew this person?
Oh, that's a great question.
Because and here's another thing. Look, I'm always like hyper sensitive about how I talk about these issues because I think oftentimes because there is, you know, there's a lot of cultural ignorance about the community, right? Because it's not something that was really talked about openly until fairly recently. And so I never come at it, and I know Mark never comes at it from a disrespectful place, but since this person is in the process of transitioning, does this person want to be referred to as a male or a female, right? And so
that's a great question.
So I'm just telling you how I would feel. First of all, of course I'm open to this and come, and I hope you have a great time. But I would also be so incredibly nervous about accidentally saying the wrong thing or referring to this person as a male when, you know, this person wants to be referred to as female. Like it's a very uncomfortable situation, and it doesn't come from a bad place. It just comes from, I think, a lack of education that a lot of us have on this issue.
But that question as to what you should be called, like, are you saying I should call you the new name? Or are you saying?
Yeah.
And here on the name thing, though, let's just get all
don't
the
say the name by the
no,
way.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
All the political correctness. We're just gonna move it aside for a second. There's nothing to do with. We all are very sensitive, presumably everybody watching. Certainly I know everybody here. We're all very cool on this stuff. Tip to everybody who is transitioning as an older person. Go back on your name. Go back and find the names that were popular at the time of your birth and pick one of those names, perhaps, or modify one of those names. I think the picking a name that you would, like, we'll say Caitlyn Jenner.
Uh-huh.
I found, hey, back when you were born, no one was named Caitlin, okay? Mm-hmm. Caitlin is what you name a child now. And so, obviously, you can call yourself whatever you want. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not, you know, but yeah. I'm just trying to make a point about if you really want it to be kind of smoother, I think pick a name that was more consistent with your vintage, you know?
And that's interesting. That is an interesting perspective that I've never heard before.
Well, because you are marketing yourself through a name, you know?
That's fascinating. Okay, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's my, look, as I say, name yourself whatever you want. You can say, hey, look, I'm going through this whole thing. I'll call myself whatever I want. Of course. Yeah. Call yourself whatever you want. I'm not saying that, you know, you shouldn't. But what I'm just trying to say is I think the way cooler way to go about it is to, like, you know, get a name from your time. And then now when you're 60, like Caitlyn Jenner, you may have a name that's more like Caroline or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, so.
So my guess is, like, their name is probably the last thing that they care about. I don't know, because there's so many other things that are involved in the trial. I don't know.
Although this guy, I mean, it's funny you say that. He said, looking forward to seeing you, then his name that I knew, and then he said, then he had like a couple of names, like he said this name or I might be this other name.
Oh, okay, so it hasn't been decided yet.
Right, and so he's clearly given it a lot of thought.
Yeah, dude, this is I think a way more difficult situation than most people will admit, because you're right, it does, it challenges you and it challenges your own beliefs. And also, look, like, you're on the right side, so I'm not too worried, and I know you're not too worried, but I think that there needs to be more clarity about what makes your guest comfortable.
Right.
Because I think there are a lot of mixed messages based on your correspondence, and there needs to be some clarity. So what are you comfortable with? Please let me know. And in regard to attire, please wear what you want to wear. What you feel comfortable wearing, that's it.
I was so blown away by the whole thing. I just said, wow, I can't believe this. And of course, you know, you're welcome and, you know, wear whatever you want. That's what I said. But you identified the key question, and that is, what would you like me to refer to you as?
Yes.
You know, by the old name, by the new name? Because it's kind of key, because you'll be introducing this person, so.
Yes, exactly. And then, are there other people there who worked with this person that might be shocked? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I don't think there's any reason to worry about it, like, becoming an issue at the party, like, becoming, like, the focal point of the party. But if it does, it does. You know, like, I know it might be like a little annoying because there are other things going on, and why, you know, people shouldn't be making a big deal about it, right? But at the same time, like, this is the mindset I had to have on my wedding day, and I think a lot of women kind of have to train themselves to have on their wedding days. Like, stuff that you might not feel comfortable with will happen, right? And so don't let that ruin your time. Like, have a good time, enjoy it, and whatever happens, happens.
That's a great parallel, because I think that when you're planning a wedding, you do have all those anxieties.
Absolutely. Family members that hate each other.
Oh, my
and, like,
God.
Family members who want to make it about them.
Yeah.
Like, I had one couple in my family, older couple, that got into an argument, and they were being, like, sourpusses the entire night. And my mom came up to me and she's like, no, maybe you need to cheer. I was like, no, fuck that. I'm like, they want to make this about them. I'm ignoring it. I'm enjoying my wedding. I'm not doing, like, marriage counseling right now.
Yeah.
So bye. You know, if you're not going to have a good time, that's on you, homeboy and homegirl. Like, I'm going to enjoy my time.
Well, right? I mean, that's so smart to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm realizing as we're talking. I'm thinking, you know, here's what's going to happen, Mark. You don't want this event or night or gathering to turn into a whole thing about this guy who's transitioning. But what's going to happen is you're going to be so fascinated by it that, and, you know, if this were a sitcom, that would be happening, right? I couldn't stop talking about it. I want to know, what hormones are you taking? Where are you in the process?
Yeah.
So I also don't want to turn up a spotlight on the poor guy. You know, yeah. He's going through this thing. I'm sure he doesn't, you know.
And I think your questions should be in private, obviously. Like, yeah. Don't like publicly ask those questions.
Don't bang on the side of a glass and go, yeah. Hey, everybody, I want to tell a quick announcement.
Yeah, that would be.
Raise your hand if you're going through a transition here.
Yeah, I don't
know. That would be bad.
That would be really bad, really bad. And then also there are a lot of sensitivities when it comes to questions regarding where people are in their transition, all that. So, again,
okay. You're right. Everything you said has been so right. And you're right to remind me of that. And so I'll do it privately. But it is an opportunity. Finally, someone I know. I mean, yeah. That I can ask him anything. Like I'm comfortable asking. I can ask him all that stuff, and I will be able to. So, yeah. And I will, of course, report back to all of you here in the members area.
And look, when Caitlyn Jenner revealed her true identity, look, I have a lot of disagreements with Caitlyn Jenner, but when she came out, I was incredibly supportive of her, and I still am supportive of her because. It was really important for people to start having the dialogue about the trans community because there are a lot of questions and a lot of, and I don't say this in a negative way, I include myself in this category. There was a lot of ignorance about it. And I'm learning, I think a lot of well-intentioned people are learning. And so that's fine. We're kind of navigating through this and every once in a while, you'll say something, again, unintentionally that will offend, but just know who the good actors are and who the bad actors are because, you know, there are those who really want to understand.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And I think it's so new. And all of us who thought we were so cool, which is kind of what Anna's saying, you know, we're just beginning to understand this. We're trying to be so cool with this too, but it's sort of like, and how do I be so cool? Am I supposed to be like this or am I supposed to be like this? I just want to be the way that makes these people the most comfortable, you know. But yeah. Also the prevalence of it, I'm struck by. I mean, I just can't get over the fact that I thought it was pretty rare. That's why I thought the Jenner thing, and again, it's just us kids, so I can talk. I thought, I don't know, is this a publicity thing or is this because he,
really?
Because, yeah, because Bruce Jenner is not historically known always as, you know, a person who shies away from some kind of, particularly since he's gotten into this, you know,
lifestyle.
Right into the clutches of the Kardashian, you know, world mm-hmm. of Kardashian Inc. Mm-hmm. But but then obviously it's a serious thing. And so I just think it's so new.
It's still so new. And look, I think it might seem more prevalent to us because we live in LA where people are much more liberal and much more tolerant and maybe people will move here from other parts of the country because of the open-mindedness. But you know, if you look at the numbers like in general population, it's a, you know, transgender community is very small.
Sure.
And it wasn't until now that people felt comfortable kind of coming forward and living their true selves.
And I think the prevalence also somehow is amplified by media because you hear the stories of the transgender people who are beat up, the transgender people who endure some kind of discrimination. And because those stories live in the headlines quite often, we have a sense that perhaps it's more prevalent than it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right.
That is
a fascinating story, and I'm curious to see how it plays out. But are you excited for the holidays and get-togethers and all that stuff?
Yeah, I guess I haven't. It sort of snuck up.
It really did. Yeah, yeah, same here.
Do you have now? Do you stay in town or do you go? Well, no, is this your first Thanksgiving as a married person? No.
No. I don't know if you know this, but I eloped before we had our wedding.
Oh, I see.
So actually, my wedding and my real marriage anniversary is coming up, but it's been 2 years. So,
So do you feel obligations around the holidays? My point with, you know, I have to go see the in-laws. I have to have my own folks. How do you split my time?
Yeah. So actually, we're very lucky in that my family's not big on Christmas. Let me rephrase that. So they don't celebrate Christmas on December 25th. We celebrate Christmas. We basically split the difference between Armenian Christmas and American Christmas. And we have like a big Christmas / New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve. So New Year's Eve, I'm always with my family. No ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Can you explain to me the Armenian Christmas?
I can't actually.
I mean, why is it on a different date?
I'm being serious. Don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea, and I'm not even going to try to explain it. But it's in January,
okay.
So we split the difference. Anyway, so and New Year's Eve means a lot to my mom. So like, she really wants to be with her kids. So I'm always there for that. But Christmas, actual Christmas, I'm free. So we always want to go back to Florida to visit Christian's family, but flights are astronomical for the holidays. So we actually planned ahead for the first time, and we saved all of our credit card points and used that to help us pay for the flights to Florida. So we'll be in Florida for Christmas, and then I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year for my family.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because it's, you know, the first time that I have some space to actually host them, and I'm looking forward to cooking.
See the new bathroom?
Yeah. I got new doors installed today.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, shaker style doors.
Love it.
Yeah. I was telling Cenk, and he thought it was ridiculous. I'm like, maybe I should try to be like an interior designer on the side. He's not buying it, not buying it.
Here's what interior designers do. They find you, a good one, will find you stuff that looks great.
Yeah.
So then you can go around and you can even, you know, they present all these options to you and you choose the thing that looks the best or whatever. They'll look at your place and they'll help you find the thing that looks the best. But then after you get it to your place, and I know this because this has happened to me over and over and over and over, stuff doesn't function quite to your lifestyle properly.
Okay, you bring up a devastating point. Devastating, because here's the thing. Oftentimes what looks good is not really that comfortable. And so I really love the couch I have. Like, I love the couch I have. But A, I chose a color that's way too light. And so it gets dirty way too easily. And I'm always like, I have to be hypersensitive and hyper careful with everything I'm doing. And also, it's just not as comfortable as my older couch, which wasn't as cute, but it was super comfy. But whatever, I'll take the good looking couch over the comfortable couch any day. Come on. The place has got to look good. You know what I'm saying?
No, it does have to look good.
Yeah.
But it also has to work for you. This happens a lot in my house with lighting.
Yeah.
Because I like to read, and there are only a few spots in the house where I can read. And one of the spots that's not able to offer me any kind of lighting by which I can read is the living room. I mean, my own living room, I'm on the couch. Unless it's daytime and the sun's shining in, I can't reach. So there can be no nighttime reading on my couch. It's awful. And so I talked to the designer about that, and there was no real solution. And when they were redoing the house, we redid the house way down to the studs. I mean, like, and
oh,
I said,
wow.
I want the lighting to shine right down. So they had these pin lights, but they don't light properly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. So my point is, even as they design this stuff and it's all linear and symmetrical and all this stuff, it doesn't work though for the thing that I ultimately wanted, which was just to read.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying, interior designers have to balance the need for things to look good with the need for things to function well for your life.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind about the interior design thing. I mean, it'd be fun. If you want me to show you what I think looks good, I'll do it.
What you want is a friend with good taste. You can say, hey, Anna, would you mind, like, come over for a coffee and just look at this new tile I'm picking out? Do you think?
Oh, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah. Well, you need.
Yeah. Where is this tile going to go? Is this tile for the bathroom wall? Is this tile for the floors? You know, you got to stick to porcelain tile. It's much better than ceramic, a little more durable. Like, I just know everything.
Oh, that's great. That's
I know great. Everything. It excites me. I don't know. All right. That's it. That's all I have.
That's great. That's strong.
That was great.
Well, I think we covered a lot. We covered some design questions, and we covered somebody making a transition. And I will report back.
All right. Sounds
good. Let me mention that there's a new episode of my podcast that goes up tomorrow. It's at edge-show.com. That's the parent website, edge-show.com. Or it's called The Edge with Mark Thompson. And you have to put the with Mark Thompson part in because There are a jillion shows called The Edge because it's a shitty name.
You can change it, but I think The Edge is a good name.
The Edge is, or it's too good a name, everybody has it. But The Edge with Mark Thompson is available on iTunes and other spots, and it's even on YouTube. So,
all right.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night, everyone.